Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to February's members call. I am playing with the idea of possibly adding another live call to the membership program. But see, that all depends on you guys interacting with me on this call, every first Wednesday of every month call. So the more that you interact with me, the more I would be willing to add another live call. But it would be different than this call. But it all depends on you guys, all right? So I'm going to put that out there for you guys. Spread the word around. So, okay, so those of you on the webcast, if you wouldn't mind and becoming active, let me see, where am I here? Wait a minute, here we are. Okay, so this is regarding the theme that we'll be presenting today, helping you with your next step on many levels. Because there are many of us being called to take our next step, which might mean a physical move. It might mean changing careers. It might mean changing your position within the company that you work for in your day job. It could also be moving into new relationships, meeting new people. It might mean dropping some old connections that don't seem to be serving either one of you. So many next steps levels here. And we're going to use the power of now so that we all can move forward more gracefully. And of course, in that being in the now, you can receive the blessings and the grace that the universe is wanting to share with you on many levels. And this can be, obviously, from the unseen realms. So we would like you to post on the webcast page anything regarding your next step, what you need help in, what you're doing successfully now in taking your next step, receiving blessings, places where you feel stuck, and just can't seem to get going. Procrastination, that kind of thing. Let's see what else. Just anything regarding your next step and receiving. And those of you on the phone, get ready to share your comments, your questions. Okay, let's see, what does Roxanne say? She says, trying the webcast tonight to see the visuals. Good luck. Thank you. I might need it. This is the beta test on the slide thing. Okay. So let me know what you're having challenges with. Don't sit there like a wallflower. Okay, here's a good one from an unknown person. How come they're unknown? Okay, let's go in order here. So Jamie says she wants to strengthen her physical body to create new energies for new work. Pump iron. Jamie's here in person. Do you hear that? Not that strong a physical thing. God, pump iron, man. Go out to the Red Rocks and pick up some big boulders and start doing curls. Get out there and run on the Red Rocks. Yeah, get that energy up. Okay, but to be serious here, are we serious? Comedy team will take over the call today. Okay. All right. So we have to tune in, right? So to respond to her query, we have to tune in into the here and now. So let's take a deep breath and just move into the now moment, which means just let everything go, to-do list, thinking what you're going to ask next for this call, all that. Just come into the here and now and feel your body. Feel your solar plexus. Feel your heart. Feel the bottoms of your feet, palms of your hands, top of your head, your spinal column. And become one with your body. Awareness, your consciousness, one with the body. Not identifying with the body per se, but just being one with it. And move into that, okay, this is for Jamie now, so move into that place where you feel the weakest in your body. Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, my shoulder's still improving, but my left shoulder, but I feel all the way down my left side kind of to my gut.
Okay, I don't know if you guys heard that, but she feels a weakness from the left side of her body, like from her left shoulder area down to her guts. Okay, excellent. So keep breathing, Jamie. Just breathe into that place and bring awareness there. That's all you got to do. Bring awareness through the breath. Breathe in through the nose. And then direct the prana, which is awareness, love and light, into, say, your left shoulder joint as a core. Area, and then you can extend the awareness down the left side of your body into your gut, into solar plexus area. All right, so I'm just going to give some generalities here. This is for everybody as well. So your shoulder joint, or just your joints in general, hip joints, knees, elbows, wrist, ankles, neck can represent flexibility in this world, because you obviously you have to move your joints all the time. And so if it gets hurt or stuck, what does that mean symbolically? It means that you've limited your range of motion in the world. So that could mean emotional range of motion. Oh, this is good. So where, Jamie, in, and anybody else, where in your solar plexus are stuck emotions? So emotions that aren't moving, that we took into our bodies. See, the thing with the body is it runs on emotions. And so if we don't have flow with emotions, our body's going to reflect that in the form of injuries, pain, surgeries, weaknesses, viruses, things like that. So Jamie's still going to tune... We all want to do that. We all want to not work so hard. Okay, procrastination. Good old resistance. All right, so keep breathing into the solar plexus to where you're holding resistance to expressing your power, because that represents also your power. Your life force energy, your not only your physical chi, but spiritual chi that comes through the chakra system. And if you go to the slides, or if we go to the slides, if I go to the slide, here's the first angel here. Now, Jamie can open her eyes and look at my computer or hers and see a statue here. So I want you also tune in, as you're doing this process with your body, tune in to the feeling that that represents for you, that pictograph, if you will, of an angel presence.
I would say that angel represents anything.
All right, so take that vibration now that you feel in your energy field from this angel statue and breathe it into your shoulder. Because somewhere she's still believing, I can't heal my shoulder, or my shoulder won't go back to normal. It's still hurting. It's weak. So there's something in her makeup, in her belief system that says, I'm stuck with this condition because I can't seem to heal it. So it's emotion there, and it might relate to a person, or it might relate to an idea or a belief system or a concept that you have about being in the world, being mobile in the world, being flexible in the world, being able to throw your baseball out into the universe, the symbolic. Now, you guys type in on the webcast page anything that comes to mind here, because we also are using the visual now, and some of you are visual learners. So this is the good beta test here. Now, let me go back to the Q&A page. Okay, let me see. We've got to do this in sort of an order here. This is good. You guys are typing in. A lot of you are typing. This is good. Okay. Okay, how does one recognize a guardian angel? Okay, let's do this. Let's go to another slide here, folks. Okay, we're changing slides now. Let's say that this image here of this angel can represent your guardian angel. So tune into it as if it was a live presence standing behind you with wings out, although they don't really have wings, but that's how we depict them so that we know that they're here, angels, all right? Feel into that energy and simply ask, please give me your name so I can talk to you. And you're going to get a feeling in your body, in your heart. It's not so much a mind thing. You're going to feel the answer through your heart center. All right? And just stay with that for a moment or two. Okay. Okay, I'm going to kind of answer these posts as they come in, and then we'll interact more. All right, so I don't know why you guys are coming in anonymously. So here's another one. Contemplating reuniting with ex-spouse, moving into new home together, and also going back to school. Okay. So use that that image angel to help you to come to a choice point on if this is the best for all involved, because you want to make your choices where everybody wins, where it's best for all meaning like all humanity. So contemplate if this is the best move for all involved, where everybody wins. Okay, Vanessa says, feel like I'm in limbo. Yeah, I'm in limbo too, by the way, folks, with my business and my coaching program. Can't force it, so I have to be patient. Awaiting a move and new location. The void feels uncomfortable. Yes. Uh-huh. Does one trust the creativity during this period? Yes, of course. So you want to stay creative, all right? So you're waiting, you're in limbo. But stay creative. Keep that emotional energy moving. Don't just sit around and wait, but be proactive and move as if your new move has already happened and you're in your new location. So feel what it's like in your new location. If it doesn't feel good, then don't do that location. Ask for another location. Invoke a new location. It might be where you've not expected it. be okay with the uncomfortableness. Because, yes, the ego goes, oh, the unknown, right? Remember, the ego doesn't like the unknown. It doesn't like not knowing, but your spirit knows. So you have to trust that your spirit is guiding you correctly in divine right timing. So you always invoke in divine right timing, my new location, my new move. Okay, let's see. Fear of using my voice. Oh, Alice in Connecticut's going, oh, my voice. I held it back for some reason. I'm mimicking your voice. Oh, it's going to come out. No help. Okay. We give you permission to speak freely, dear. Use your voice. You won't be punished. You won't be hurt. So if you were growing up, it's okay now. You're grown up. Your inner kid's not going to be hurt anymore. Actually, your inner kid is hurting because you're holding yourself back. So don't hold yourself back. Give yourself permission to just be free. No one's going to care. No one cares except you. See? That's the comedy team again. All right. No one's going to judge you for you using your voice. And if they do, it's their problem, not yours, right? Okay. So meditate on that place in your body that's being held back. Breathe into it, merge with it. Bring awareness to that place in your body where you feel held back. It could be back of your neck. It could be in your heart. It could be anywhere, right? Tune into it. Bring awareness there. Okay. Susan, whenever I try to write information to share on my website, I go blank. Poof. Space out of my body. Gone. But I need to reach more folks to let them know what I can offer them. I need a boost of self-confidence. Okay, dear. Go right now. Get a glass of water. And you go to hold a glass of water in your hands, like you're going to bless it. Use the angel energy also from the slide to help you empower that glass of water. And what you're going to sip from that glass of water is supreme self-confidence. And then your body's going to feel what that's like. And your body's going to go, wow, hey, that's some really nice energy. This is how you bless things. This is one way. Use your hands to bless the water that you drink. And then you may not need to go buy water purifiers or structure your water because you can do it with your blessings. You can do it. Nike commercial. Just do it. Okay? And don't worry. The only way you're going to know about the information being relevant on your website is to go ahead and put something on there. So start small. Maybe just do a little article. Put a little article on your website. Or give people a taste of what you do through a client experience. Like put a testimonial up there. Or put your picture up there, a recent picture of you and the comedy team. There's a reason why when I was at the top of Bell Rock, Peter, my guide, he took a picture of me and he says, go stand over here. So I went over to the section that you have to climb up, actually. It's kind of scary because if you fall, you're dead, seriously. And with a little nervousness and some fear, I climbed up to the top, got up there. Peter climbed back down and went kind of away a little bit, and he took a picture with his cell phone of me. He says, now jump up in the air as high as you can. So he has everybody does that. So I jumped up. I didn't think I jumped up very high because I wasn't in shape. But it looks like I jumped up really high in the air. And I use that photo to express exuberance and excitement and like extreme joy. So do something crazy like that and see what happens. Do a funny photo and put it on your website. Okay, here's an anonymous. My challenge is finding a better place to live. Okay, let's do this. So I don't know who this is. Make the place where you are now really good. In other words, be really comfortable with where you are now so that you can move. Now, the reason why we say that is if you're in a good space energetically where you are living now, you have a better chance of finding an even better place to move into because you're carrying this energy of everything's okay here or where I am and I'm choosing to move to a new location in divine right timing. And then again, feel what that new place is like in your body. Don't make it mental. You can write a letter to God like I do sometimes when I need to move or need to make big changes. I write a letter to God and express exactly what I want and I feel it in my body. Okay, so try that. So here's another one, anonymous. I wonder if the settings are off. Maybe I should put mandatory name and email. Okay, let's see. I feel it is time to do more with the essential oils and teaching and doing the raindrop therapy, which is good. Very creative raindrop therapy. Guess to be sure that this time it opens up for me. Oh, Ruth. Ruth in Missouri. All right. So raindrop therapy. All right. First of all, you want to meditate on, is this appropriate for me to do right now? Raindrop therapy. So if you get a yes, if you get the go-ahead, you know, the green light, okay, then you're going to go for it. Practice on some people that maybe you don't know too well, that maybe you just met. Offer them a complimentary raindrop therapy. You don't have to make it an hour. You could do a short version of it. Explain to them the benefits of essential oils and how it is our natural medicine and was perhaps, besides herbs, mankind's first medicine way back when, before drug companies came upon the scene. That's a little humor from the comedy team. Okay, guess to be sure, okay. And if you can, do raindrop therapy on yourself for practice. So probably on your feet. And you could probably do base of your neck, base of your skull, back of your neck. Base of your spine, okay. The challenge is frustration. As little kids would say, yikes. All right, I have been trying to get a job for 6 months. I applied Craigslist, Indeed, State, even a temp agency, and went on probably more than 10 interviews. Oh, you're becoming an expert interviewee now. That's good. I know it's a numbers game, and I trust the right job would come, but still. Okay, maybe you're not really clear on the kind of job you want. So here's the question. So write down on a piece of paper a occupation, an occupation that will bring you extreme joy and bring in the income so you can comfortably live. Does it matter if you feel you're qualified or not? But write down the kind of occupation, so this is not a job, kind of occupation that brings you extreme joy and money at the same time, good money. So you might have to work with your self-esteem issues in learning to fully receive and to know and feel that you are good enough for any kind of job that you choose to do. Now, you guys can repost your comments to our suggestions here. And Pam, I guess Pam is in California now. Does that also apply to things like arthritis, which is passed on through genetics? All right, talk to the angel on the slide as if it was a real being that can talk back to you telepathically and ask that angel just what you posted. And then feel the response in your body, not in your brain. My right side, neck, shoulder, hip, knee, all hurt. I'm split. Whew, take a deep breath, Alice. Ooh, that's a lot. Okay. So, if the right side generally represents the male energy within you, but also can represent men in your life and authority figures, can you connect the dots of why all of that's hurting on your right side? And if you've had injuries, abuses, and all of that, accidents, hurting your right side? So you can do that breathing technique again. Use the power of the angel with you. You all can imagine that that represents your guardian angel, and your angel is now here to help you with your healing. So maybe on a more energetic level, it appears to be an electromagnetic imbalance, in which case then you will need to balance the electromagnetics in your field. So that means balancing your mind with your emotions, how you're thinking and your emotions. So start with whatever core area you think is affecting your right side. Breathe into that. Just breathe awareness there. And imagine that it can talk back to you, that your body can actually talk back to you. And you can ask it, okay, why are you hurting? Or show me the cause and effect relationship here. Or show me how to move forward, how to take my next step in the healing of my body. Okay, let's see. So Pam just said it represents compassion to me. I shall send this energy to the place of my body that need attention. Excellent. Compassion. Yes. Compassion. Love and wisdom combined. Okay, excellent. Roxanne. Roxanne from Illinois. Illinois is having some bad weather, boy. Don't go driving on the highways in Illinois right now. Whoa. Interesting note. You went to the angel visual at 6:11. And we know 11 is a number of the angels. Yeah, man. Okay, go for it. We got more coming. Okay. I'm going to go to the phone soon. I want to get some more of your wonderful comments here on the webcast page. Eva. Maui. Ah, magical Maui. I miss Maui. I miss Haleakala. I miss going nude at McKenna Beach when I was back in the 70s. Yeah, and it's all built up now. Hilo, not Hilo, Hana, too much rain there. But love hiking down the gap from the crater down to the Hana site. And if you get a chance to do it, go do it. All right. Yeah, and spend the night in the crater. Just book it a year in advance. I feel like I have lots of ideas about my potential next steps, but it seems like every day rolls too fast, which it does. I'm putting my efforts into many different directions, maybe too many. Homeschooling my kids, full-time job. Congratulations for that. Family business and my own healing efforts. I feel like I need better vision. How can I open my third eye more? Remember in those old movies, they did lobotomies on these like weird people? Maybe some of you are too young to know that. But that was just a crude humor from the comedy team, lobotomy. That's when they did surgery and they opened up the third eye, or they took it out. God. They took it out. Frankenstein movies. Oh, my God. You got the laugh here from the peanut gallery. That's good. They can relate to that. Oh, those Frankenstein movies. Oh, my God. Dracula. Oh, my geez. All right. We would suggest asking what is my priority here regarding what you just typed in, homeschooling, family business, your own healing arts practice perhaps. What is it that you need to focus on next? That could be the question to the angel here in the slide as an example. Ask the angel, because see here, it's not just a slide presentation with a picture of a statue of an angel, but we're calling in the angels. And we do that through the slides. They know what we're up to. You know, if we don't ask them, they're not gonna give us anything, because they're under the command of, if they don't ask, you can't give it to them, us here on Earth. So we have to ask. Don't need permission, just need to ask them. So maybe, how about asking, this is one example, asking about healing whatever is distracting me from staying on point and on focus in the here and now. Okay, we will do an activation for the third eye. Yay! Okay. So, let's see. Here's another anonymous. Oh, I guess it's Jean. She typed in her name. I seem to be in conflict with various people in different areas of my life, i.e. neighbors, groups I share with, etc. Yeah, go kick their ass. Just go kick their butt. Man, just... See, they like that. Peanut Gallery is chuckling back there. Yeah, just you go ahead and do it. Shoot. All right. Conflict. All right. So ask yourself, what am I learning from this conflict with these people and groups? What am I learning? Because there's a reason for the conflict. Don't look at it as negative in a sense, but see it as, okay, what's the meaning here? What's the lesson? What am I learning from feeling conflicted with these people? So it's usually going to be over belief systems, because that's how wars are created anyway, right? Beliefs. So think about this. We usually don't say think about this very often, but contemplate this about what is important to you regarding your beliefs. And if you are, how shall we say, putting too much energy into holding those beliefs, perhaps maybe you need to lighten up with belief systems and just go easy on yourself and let life be easier for you. Okay, doesn't have to be hard. Okay, we have another anonymous here. Oh no, we have Denny here. Okay, Denny. See, comedy team's here. Denny says, this is for you guys. Denny says, remind folks they can expand the image size by using the expand icon in the lower right corner of the image. So go ahead and do that. To return back to normal image size, press the escape key on your keyboard. God, that's a lot of work. Then tell the story about angels not really having wings, but they are depicted by artists. Yeah, we already mentioned that part, Denny. Don't have wings. But yes, they can fly. And so can you, because you do that every time you sleep at night, folks. Where do you go? Some of you are helping people make departure from the earth plane, like I do. And congratulations, because that's not easy, in a sense of it takes a lot of focus on our part. Because sometimes there's resistance and them being scared. Okay, so you got that? You can increase the image size. And then to go return, you got to press the escape key on your keyboard, which is generally at the very top left row of your keyboard where it says ESC. And did you know that PRTSC, SYSRQ is print screen? So whatever you want to print and copy and send to somebody else, just stay on whatever page you want to print it, hit that key, and then go and compose an email or compose a new Word doc, and then paste it in there. So you would hit paste, or control P, I think. Control P for print, I think, or paste. Okay, I just found that out about a year ago, believe it or not. Okay, good, good, good. We're almost done with the questions. Eva, Eva said, you can still go naked on McKenna. All right. You guys, when you go to Maui, you got to go to McKenna Beach, take off all your clothes, and swim in the warm waters. Say hi to the dolphins and the turtles. Okay. By the way, here's a plug for Bo Blinsky on Maui. He does turtle dives, I guess. In other words, he'll take you to where the turtles are, and you can swim with the turtles. Awesome. All right. Let me see. Gene. Oh, we just did Gene. Okay, Denny, we just did Denny. Incoming anonymous, as you spoke about the shoulders and angels, it touches me deeply. All right, you're supposed to do that. Excellent. My neck and shoulders have been a huge problem in this lifetime. John is what came up as my guardian angel. Okay, now John is significant. You might want to do an internet search on the meaning of John. Might surprise you. And there's a reason why there was a couple of Johns in the Bible. Okay? John's cool. All right. Call him Big J. Very nice. Eva says, okay, Eva says, you still go naked. I'm like, can I? That is funny. That made my day. All right, let's go to the phone, folks. And we're going to do another slide here. So we're going to do another slide. And this one is very interesting. So look throughout the image and notice what you notice. Because if you look to the edges, you can see things. And if you look what appears to be in the clouds, you can see things. So what is this angel trying to tell you guys regarding your next step in receiving the blessings of grace and being in the now moment? And the little angel, if you enlarge the image, you might be able to see the little angel a little clearer, but it's like connected to this lightning. What does lightning represent for you, man? Breakthroughs, right? You know what lightning does in the atmosphere? It recharges. It brings a lot of negative ions into the atmosphere, which is very healing and balancing for humanity and nature. So think about this. Think about this image as being like a catalyst for negative ions in your environment. Make you sleep better. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to go to the phone. I'm going to keep that image up. I'm going to go. This is kind of fun. So this is a beta test for the slides. We're going to do it for the next members call, 2 to C. And if I don't bomb out, then we'll continue to do this as long as I find images to put up here that are free. Okay, where am I going? I'm going to the phone. Okay, here we go. Okay, star 2 to raise your hand to share, ask a question, talk about the image. Star 2, raise your hand. Oh boy, they all came up at once. Okay, we'll do Nancy here in Nova Scotia. Okay, Nancy, hello, and what would you like to share?
Hi, Kenji.
Hi.
Well, I wasn't going to come tonight because I thought I had a choir practice, and then they canceled because of the weather. So here I am, and I think my challenge is, because I have to speak to the challenge. My challenge is that I was going to sell my house last year and had half packed the house and was going to move into an apartment or a smaller, you know, not mm-hmm. smaller, but less maintenance intense.
Yes. Downgrading, yes.
Somewhat. And and then, you know, all of last year got, as you well know, my story, got wiped away with brain surgery. And now that I'm back on, you know, health track and doing much better and recovering and moving forward, it feels like it's time to move forward with that plan. But I also have all these, you know, pre-brain surgery hopes, desires, plans that everything changed. And so it's hard for me to sift through the changes. I know that's sounding very fuzzy, but and I still am adjusting to the changes that came about with having a 30-year tumor removed from my brain. So I think what I'm finding is that the theme has always been I want a life partner, but I'm alone, and I know that I'm comfortable being alone, and I know how to be alone. And what you had said earlier to someone else about my space, I love my house. I love my space. I really know I'll have a hard time leaving this space. And yet at the same time, I also feel when I check in that it's time. It's time to switch things up. It's time to change. And this will also, this is what I get, but whether it's wishful thinking, and then I second guess myself. So what I get is this change will also bring me the other thing that I particularly want, which is a life partner.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of go into this, you know, chicken egg craziness.
Okay. All right. No more of that. So we're going to change the slide for you. I think this is going to be a very nice one here.
Uh-huh.
All right, now check that one out.
I like the one before it, but this one's very nice.
Yeah, this one is more for you. Now, notice up there, if you enlarge it, there's also a dove, I believe, up in the kind of left upper corner, connected to the angel that's talking with, or actually, that would be, well, actually, that's not an angel. That's more like a Mother Mary kind of deal, Mary Magdalene kind of deal, talking with this angel. This is very interesting. I would suggest you meditate on this regarding your next step and healing your wishy-washiness. So staying on focus and on point. Now, also, for your brain, you can put yourself in the place of this looks like a woman with a halo.
Mm-hmm.
You see her, right?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this other thing up there, this dove or whatever it is, that's sending energy into the halo, which is connected to her brain. Use that visual for yourself. Now, if I enlarge it, let me see. What did Denny say? Enlarge it. Let me go back to his instructions here. I can enlarge it. Where am I? Oh, I have to go back here. Okay, folks, to enlarge it, go back to Denny's thing here. Where is he? Okay, go to the lower right corner of the image by clicking on the expand icon in the lower right corner of the image.
Mm-hmm.
Then to get back to normal size, press the escape key on your keyboard. Okay. Where am I now? I'm back to slides. Okay. Okay, so that's our suggestion. Use that visual. You might be able to copy and paste that onto your computer, onto your desktop with a right click. Yeah, you can copy image with the right click. So you can imagine that that scene there is real for you. So the dub or whatever that is, and the divine feminine presence and the angel, which is a Baal, appears to be a masculine angel with wings. And they're conversing. They're connecting. Okay. And we'll go to, let me see, where are we? We'll go to the other caller that had star 2. Okay, I'm going to unmute you. I'm going to mute you, Nancy. Thank you. Okay, this is Montana. Kali spell. Kali spell, wait a minute, didn't work. Unmute. Okay, you're unmuted. Cell phone.
Okay, can you
Montana.
Hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, my phone number is from Montana, but I'm down in New Mexico, but I'm so happy to get together. I've been trying to catch up with these monthly calls for about 7 months, so
wow.
Here I am, and it must be a good reason. So what I'm working on and have been working on for a while is integrating my divinity into my physical form or into my life form or whatever form you want to call that we live in.
Okay.
And experiencing life from this awareness, vibration, and choice point.
Okay. And how's it going so far?
Well, you know, I'm okay as far as when I'm by myself and I can integrate it. But when I go into the world and bump up against all the experiences, people and everything, I move back into the power, control, fear, kind of that whole vibration of forgetting as I experience life. And so I can hold my space by myself, but I tend to lose it or forget it when I'm in relationship to anybody or anything.
Okay. Does this also have to deal with work situation?
I'm retired, so
okay.
I don't work. And
okay.
So I just travel. I travel
okay.
And I experience.
Okay. So here's a suggestion. So when an obstacle comes up in relationship conversation, pause, take a deep breath, and if you need to, close your eyes, and then put yourself back on point, on center. In other words, recenter yourself, refocus yourself.
Yeah.
To get back into that field of oneness. And then continue your conversation or whatever you're doing. So a lot of times we don't pause. When we get stuck in something, we don't pause to get ourselves out of it. Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah, that makes really good sense.
So it's like training a puppy or a
yeah.
dog with bad habits that's still trainable. You have to catch the puppy in the act. You can't correct them after the fact because they go, what does my master want? I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They know
yeah.
if you correct them right when they're doing it, and I go, oh, I'm not supposed to do this. So same with yourself, with your ego. You have to, like, catch it in the act and go, okay, pause, take a deep breath. Okay, relax, go into the background, ego. Higher self, come on in some more. Breathe. All this can be done in, like, 7 seconds, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You can just tell the person, I need to time out for just 10 seconds. Take a deep breath, close your eyes, recenter yourself, and then open your eyes when you feel like you are back to center. Now, another technique, so to speak, is, and you can practice it at home so that you can do it in the marketplace. Let me see if we have a slide that might help with that.
I couldn't. I'm out here in the desert of New Mexico without data, just phone. So
oh,
I can't see it. But if you can pull one up and just give me the energy of it and tell me to give me the form and the figures, because I can, I'm a good visualizer, so I can pull it up on my mental screen.
Where are you in the boonies there in New Mexico?
I am south of Silver City, north of Deming, New Mexico, and in a place called Faywood Hot Springs, Mineral Hot Springs.
Oh, so you have access to the hot springs?
I do every day.
Oh, you are so lucky.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
yes,
here
I am
we
very
go.
Blessed.
Here we go. This is a nice one.
Okay.
So this is a picture of what looks like a human angel in the middle of a kind of like a forest.
Okay.
It looks like it's autumn. And she's dressed in white. She has a gold-colored, not a belt, but a little kind of a rope thing that's around her waist.
Yeah.
So her gown is full length. So her gown is accented in gold, but it's all white. It's kind of like trimmed in gold. And she appears to have her right hand resting on a tree branch.
Wow.
And she appears to be looking out. Out at something, like maybe the clouds?
Yeah.
All right. So close your eyes and ask that angel to be right in your field, in your presence. And
I got it.
Ask for confirmation and ask for advice regarding your next step.
Okay.
She looks rather young. Ish, like mid-20s, maybe late-20s. Okay. And around her feet, looks like they're kind of like, well, kind of like feathers. Not really feathers, but if you were to make something that looked like feathers or this kind of fluffy thing. It's all white, and it's covering around her feet, so you can't see her feet.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a clue for you. Oh, I think she's standing on a fallen tree branch, a big one, like the trunk of a tree. Interesting.
Okay, Gus.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay. You're welcome, and we're happy that you could join us live. Okay, let's take one more phone caller here. I'm going to have to mute you here, Dwink. Okay, one more phone caller for sharing, and then we'll get into our activation, I suppose. We have Ontario on the line. We've got Quebec. We got South Dakota. I've got British Columbia. And, okay, I better pick one here. Okay, this is going to be, I think, Missouri. This is going to be Brubaker. Brubaker?
Yeah.
Okay,
Missouri.
You're on.
That was me that said my guardian angel's name was John. I don't think I added my name to that.
Oh, okay, cool.
I've been having a lot of trouble. I didn't think of it when I put in my problems. With the lungs, I guess cold or mold in the lungs are closed quite a bit the last 6 weeks, and usually I don't have as much trouble shaking it, so I realize there's probably a lot of emotion or something behind it.
Okay, is it part of the flu that's going around, or is it something different?
Well, I think I got the cold with it. Might have even had a touch of the of pneumonia on it, but I've had mold in my body too. It's something I've been fighting for a few years already, and I think I'll allow. My body was down.
Okay, I think we got
but
a good
I
image
did.
For you. Are you able to see the slides?
Yes.
Okay. Here's a good one for you. All right, check that one out.
Okay.
So imagine that's your guardian angel right there. You see the light coming out of the chest?
Yes.
All right, going into your chest. So just open up your body. Receive that kind of golden light. from the heart of your angel to you. And hold the feeling that I deserve this. I receive this. I am open to my next step with the healing of my body. And let that feeling generate in your lungs. And let it go into your solar plexus a bit. Let it go into your upper back. So you want to get the sense that your body is very porous, that it's not really solid, that it is porous, and it can breathe with this light. The light can come into all the empty spaces there in your body and begin to transform the tissues in your body. Also ask your angel to send it, that light, into throughout your house. Into the walls, into the particle boards in between your walls, into the insulation, into everything that might harbor mold. Take a deep breath. Okay, excellent. So sit with that. And thank you for sharing. Let me go back to the board here. Okay, I'm going to unmute you. We're going to do an activation now, folks. It is almost on the hour, so your activation for tonight's call will begin at about 58 minutes into this recording for your information. Okay, so those in the peanut gallery, you're going to get set for the activation. And they go okie dokie. All right. So you can lie down for this, folks, if you want, on your back or on your right side. Make sure that you have a blanket or that your body is warm enough so it doesn't get chilled. Okay, we're going to do a third eye opening, everybody's favorite. All right, so we're going to do the protocol. As you know, you have it memorized. So we're going to invoke. That means basically I call forth the power from the archangels of the four pillars of light for my physical dwelling, i.e. your home or wherever you are right now, to be placed in the four corners or in east, west, north, south direction. So as you receive this, you're going to feel an energy shift in your personal space. And you may begin to envision or clairvoyantly see a canopy of light being formed around your body and around your home. So this is divine protection. This is one way you can protect your space to where you feel very comfortable and safe. Okay, so we're going to use the power of the breath. Through the nose, out the mouth, and we're going to relax from head to toe, all the muscles in the body, relaxing everything in the face, everything in the brain, including your jaw and your eyelid muscles and your forehead muscles. Now, as you relax, you become more awake, and your spirit is able to come more into your incarnation. So, relaxation is a key. Okay, breathing deeply. We're going to take the prana and the light into the belly first. Breathe out through the mouth, and just begin to let go of all nervousness, worry, and concern. And that you are not your body. Okay, you're going to detach energetically from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world. You're going to let go of all cords, bindings, and attachments people, especially family members. Keeping those, though, connected to any children that you are raising that are under the age of 21. Breathing deeply, relaxing the forearms, all the fingers in the hands, your thighs, your calves, your toes. Might want to yawn, relaxing the neck, the shoulders, relaxing your belly muscles. Now, as a free spirit, you're going to let go of the physical world, move through an arc of golden light into the realm of angels, into the realm of divine guides, into the oneness, into the realm of your spirit, into the realm of your next step and what is possible. Use your guardian angel, your angel friend, on this journey. Breathing into the now, and just keep breathing, not only physically, but energetically, breathing deep into the now moment, into all that is. Body is relaxed. Whatever thoughts that may arise, just simply pay no attention to it. Whatever emotions come up, just breathe into it and accept it and feel it. Okay, take another deep breath through the body, into the thymus gland in the center of your chest, activating your immune system. You're going to breathe in what is possible regarding strong immune system that can overcome anything with the body. All illness, disease, bacteria, viruses, all of that, mold, everything. Breathing in the vibration, the possibility of strong immune system now. Meaning all of your T cells working, all of your telomeres alive and active and working. All of your genes for vitality and youthfulness are active. Okay, you're going to open up the still point behind your physical heart. Just take a deep breath and feel an even deeper alignment within the oneness now. Feel as if your spirit, your unseen spirit, is becoming alive around the body, that is actually enveloping your physical body. Not so much in your body, but around your body, in the energy field, that it is encapsulating your physical body. And that you are extending your auric field now out from the physical body and as you expand you are connecting with all of life to a greater degree. You are magnetically connecting to all of life, spiritually speaking. You are connecting with the angelic kingdoms and the ascended masters and light beings, not only from this galaxy but other galaxies. You are connecting more deeply with your soul group. Okay, call forth your inner child to receive the healing, the expansion, and the knowing that your inner child is safe, protected, and it is strong and vibrant and expressive. And all-knowing. Okay, breathe deeply now up through the neck, up into the third eye, pineal, hypothalamus, and thalamus. So basically, you're bringing your awareness to the center of your brain with the light. And you're going to become aware of the calcification around your pineal gland or your pineal chakra. That's like an encasement around your very sensitive pineal chakra that is preventing the body from clairvoyantly seeing clearly. All right, so we're going to invoke from the heart of creation, from prime source, from the heart of creation, a specific vibration that will begin to decalcify your pineal gland, your pineal chakra, lovingly and gently, in divine right timing, this calcification represents the illusions that you have accepted in earth life, not only this lifetime, but other lifetimes here. These are illusions. They're not real. These are the imprints from culture, from other realms, that did not have your best interest at heart. So notice any resistance that the body might have to this decalcification process. So it is much like removing rust from a bolt that over time has become rusted due to moisture and neglect and everything else. Could be also likened to clearing away the fogginess from your perception or your ability to perceive truthfully and clearly. Now, at the same time, tap into the feeling in your body that you want to be able to see clearly. What is that like? What is the feeling of being able to have the body's brain and heart center seeing clearly the truth in everything 24/7? Being able to see the glory of creation, to see the beauty within nature, to see the goodness within people, to see the God I am within all of life. So feel as if the rays from the great central sun are penetrating your third eye and your pineal chakra, and it's beginning to illuminate your brain, which at the same time is beginning to illuminate the heart center, which also now is empowering your solar plexus and enhancing the grounding with the earth through your feet and beginning to empower the creativity that comes through your hand chakras and opening up the throat chakra for divine expression of that which you are. And the opening of the crown to stay connected with all that is. All right, so feel now the energy is moving through your spine. And envision now, with feeling, envision the channels that come off the spine that feed all of the organs, including your joints, shoulders, knees, hips, hands, are feeding all that with divine light, nourishment. Take a deep breath if you need to. Feel and see your spine lighting up and sending the light to all the organs in your body. That's your kidneys, your liver, your lungs, your spleen, your pancreas, your bladder, reproductive organs, small large intestines, your stomach, duodenum, appendix, gallbladder, adrenal glands, wherever you feel a blockage, just simply breathe awareness there with the light. Allow that light to move through the neck, feeding the light to the eyes for your eyesight, to the ears for your inner hearing, to your sinus cavity and your nose, your mouth, your teeth, your gums, your tongue, your scalp. Now, breathe in divine balance and harmony for your sacrum. That's the base of your spine. Breathe in and infuse your sacrum with this feeling, vibration of divine balance and harmony with your original 8 cells of creation. And do this every day. Divine balance and harmony for my 8 original cells of creation. Now let that light move through your energy field. It's going to move through all of your chakra system, your nadis, your meridians, to your magnetic field, to your electromagnetic field. Let this light move through your home, your car. Extend this light to your pets and to all family members. And to all relationships that you currently are engaged with. Send this light to your departed family members. Now, own this light. Own this light as yours. Okay, reclaim your chakra, your solar plexus chakra. Reclaim your heart center. Reclaim your third eye center. Your Ajna center. Reclaim your ability to heal your own body. Reclaim the power to take your next step with joy, with lightness of being, with compassion, with strength. All right, now begin to come back to the body, holding this frequency, and with your eyes, slowly open your eyes, and those of you that can look at the slide, just become one with this image. Become one with all of the symbology in this image. Ask each and every day for divine guidance from your spirit. In taking your next step. If you were this angel, how would you do your earth life? If you could be this presence of this image, how would you do your life? How would you show up? Be courageous. Your suffering comes from your inability to move forward and take your next steps on a regular basis. And your suffering, your pain, comes from not speaking your truth and expressing yourself in a natural way. So when you give yourself permission, which is right now, giving yourself permission to be without regrets, without concern of what others are going to think or feel or do. Giving yourself permission to fully express your spirituality in spite of, and knowing that all is well, that you are loved and supported by your angels, plural, could come back slowly to the body. Okay, give yourself some time to integrate this deep activation. Deep breath. Okay, recenter yourself from your solar plexus with the earth and with the heavenly realms. You are the bridge. You are the rainbow bridge. We suggest that you write down your afterthoughts in your journal from this class tonight. And then look at your journal 30 days from now and reflect upon the changes and where you're at 30 days from now. So let's take three more deep breaths to acknowledge all that has been given tonight from the angelic realms and from your higher self. And before you sign off tonight, you might want to gaze at the image one more time. And let that symbology sink deep into your psyche, deep into the body. So as always, we thank you for your sharing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your membership. Know that all members are connected energetically. And one way you can tune into the group energy is to meditate on the quantum light weaving symbol that is free to you with your membership. It is a symbol of not only self-healing, but of transformation, expanded consciousness and awareness, but many, many different things that are supportive on your spiritual journey. So remember to drink in water and make sure you're grounded before driving tonight in your car. Food's going to taste really yummy tonight. If your body feels like it's in slow motion from this activation, that is normal. Don't push your body. Don't force anything. And if time seems to have stopped or you go into this timeless realm, that's also very normal. Also, your legs, your thighs may seem very heavy physically. That is also very normal. So go with the flow. Bless yourself every day. Give gratitude and thanks for life. Appreciate all that you have in your life. And whenever you can, send your blessings out to the world. And be open to helping those that are in need due to confusion and uncertainty. Be the light. So until next time, we send our blessings, remembering all is well.